From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman, filling in for Brian Moline. It's Monday, January 18th. Coming up, Illinois is now a year into cannabis arrest expungements. Some counties have wiped away those records, while others are still working through the process. We'll learn more in an interview with the head of Illinois Legal Aid Online. But first, these headlines. Despite warnings and preparations, mass protests did not erupt this weekend at the state capitol building in Springfield. The building, which has been boarded up since Friday afternoon, was surrounded this weekend by members of the Illinois National Guard, posted with trucks at a dozen checkpoints around downtown Springfield. Illinois Adjutant General Richard Neely on Saturday declined to discuss how long the Guard will be at the ready, but state employees who work in Springfield have been encouraged to work remotely through Inauguration Day Wednesday.
We're just here to ensure that something doesn't happen, and that if something does happen, that we can quickly ensure the return of peace if there was some type of protest that got out of hand.
On Saturday, a handful of peaceful demonstrators displayed a Back the Blue sign in front of the Capitol grounds, and on Sunday, no one showed up but a counter-protester. Last week, the FBI issued a bulletin warning of violent protests at all 50 state capitals after the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, but most state capitals across the U.S. remained fairly quiet over the weekend. The annual Champaign County Martin Luther King Jr. countywide celebration was held yesterday, virtually due to concerns about COVID-19. Ricardo Diaz was recognized for his advocacy for immigrant families in the Champaign County area. In accepting the James Burgess and Susan Freiberg Humanitarian Award, Diaz said he'd like to see awards going to teams of people instead of individuals.
It's the teams that do the work. And if it were for me, I would pick teams to receive the spirit and to bask in the spirit that Dr. King put out.
Awards were also given to Karen Sims of the CU Trauma and Resiliency Initiative and the Reverend Willie Comer of East Central Illinois Youth for Christ. Later this Monday morning, Danville's major Martin Luther King Day event also goes online. The community-wide service will begin at 11:30 a.m., live-streamed from the website of St. James United Methodist Church. The guest speaker will be United Methodist Bishop Frank J. Beard. Two of Illinois' 11 regions became eligible to reopen indoor dining over the weekend as they fell to the state's lowest level of coronavirus mitigations. As Hannah Meisel reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker on Friday altered his COVID-19 mitigation strategy to allow for indoor dining sooner as regions move through the plan.
On Saturday, 20 counties in the southern Illinois region moved to so-called Tier 1 mitigations, followed by 20 more counties in central Illinois on Sunday. Pritzker has faced tremendous pressure from the struggling restaurant and hospitality industry, but says his Illinois Department of Public Health chief is sure this move is safe.
The trajectory of the data in each region has given Dr. Zike and IDPH some confidence that a careful and limited reopening of bars and restaurants will not lead to a resurgence.
The majority of Illinois remains in Pritzker's most stringent Tier 3 mitigations due to their COVID metrics, but if downward trends hold, Region 1 in Northwest Illinois looks poised to reopen indoor dining early this week. Region 3 in West Central Illinois and Region 6 in East Central Illinois are also close to that mark. But the loosening of mitigations comes as state officials have detected the more contagious UK variant of the coronavirus, which could lead to another surge as it spreads. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Champaign County reported two deaths related to COVID-19 over the weekend, bringing the total number of deaths linked to the virus to 97. There were 125 new COVID-19 cases in the county over the weekend. At Carle Hospital in Urbana, which treats patients from several counties, the number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 is at 63, the lowest number in 2 weeks. 13 are in intensive care. There were more than 9,500 new COVID-19 cases reported in Illinois over the weekend, and nearly 160 deaths, most of them from Saturday. 7-day positivity rates continue to fall, with the case positivity rate now at 6.1%. Still to come, nearly 500,000 cannabis arrest records were expunged in the first year of recreational cannabis legalization in Illinois. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Christine Herman. Illinois is now a year into cannabis arrest expungements. Some counties, including McLean, Peoria, and Knox counties, wiped away those records way ahead of schedule. But others are still working through the process. Tim Shelley spoke with Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online, about the benefits of expungements and how people can expedite the clearance of their own records.
An expungement is effectively destroying the record, obliterating it from any public record. And the advantage of the expungement is that it gives you a cleaner slate to work from, right? So expungement and sealing is one way that that states try to mitigate the disproportionate effects of the war on drugs on communities of color. So folks with criminal records are at a disadvantage from the get-go. And a criminal record can affect whether you are able to get a professional license, like a healthcare license, daycare license. It can affect your ability to get housing. It can affect your ability to get financial aid for your education. So it's really important to take advantage of this law and this opportunity to expunge and seal. And it is, in some cases, a very complicated process, but it's really worth the effort for folks. It allows you to move on. Everyone is more than the worst thing they've ever done, as Bryan Stevenson. And we want to give people the opportunity to be able to move on.
So it's been about a year now since the expungements of cannabis convictions has begun. Can you just tell me a little bit about, how's the process gone to date?
It's going okay. It was certainly boosted along by Governor Pritzker's recent announcement on New Year's Eve about the Illinois State Police being able to expunge more than half of, I think, the eligible records in the state. And he also issued a number of pardons as well through the Prisoner Review Board. There's some differences county by county, right? So in terms of the Illinois State Police are able to expunge as a statewide organization, but then they have to follow up with each of the counties and the circuit clerks who hold the court records. Each circuit court is different. Illinois has kind of an under-unified court system, right? So that just means that the processes aren't consistent across counties.
Tell me a little bit about how that might affect somebody. From a client perspective, what do I need to know? County by county, how this works.
You're supposed to be notified, right, by the circuit clerk. One of the problems, of course, is that we're expunging records that, are in some cases many years old, and the last address of someone may not be current, right? And so if you remember which county you have the record in, it's wise to follow up to make sure if you have had a change of address, to make sure that they have your current address so that you can receive the notice. So the law requires that the automatic expungement be done by 2025. So counties do have some time, right, to get through their records. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement, right? So if you have an arrest that had no conviction on it and you want to go ahead and expunge that record, you can do it. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement. The Administrative Office of the Illinois Courts is about to release, it'll probably come out maybe in March, a set of statewide forms for you to be able to do that, a motion to expunge. So for people just to be able to do it on their own if they don't want to wait for their county, right? So somebody in Tazewell County, for example, who hasn't gotten the automatic expungement for that record. Something that the New Leaf program, which my organization is involved in, and so our almost, I think there's 20 organizations around the state who are part of that network. And that really exists to help people get their records expunged.
That was Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online, speaking with Tim Shelley. Find more information about resources for expungement at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, for today, cloudy with a chance of flurries, a high of 34 degrees, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, cloudy, chance of flurries, a low of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, going up to a high of 33 degrees. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a low of 20 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Christine Herman, in for Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.